This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Tell us a little bit about your trips in America.
This is my way of unwinding. I like to travel. So the first time, 2016, I went to New York. And then 2 years after, I went back to New York. So I like going back to New York and, you know, be with friends. Or the second time, I brought my daughter with me. So we just had a good time there. And yeah. And then Minnesota, Chicago, we went on a road trip. So like 5 days road trip. We passed by every city we go. And recently, I didn't put the Yellowstone, but it was so pretty. Arizona, we went to Utah, Las Vegas, and where else? Colorado, California. They are all so pretty. So here, you can get by plane or road trip. So it's up to you. It's also nice to do road trips. If you're okay with that.
And that's the nice thing about North Dakota. It's kind of in the middle of the country. So you've got access to both sides and it's not that far to travel. Carla, what is your favorite place that you've traveled to outside of North Dakota?
Well, I've only been to South Dakota and Minnesota. And then we went to Alberta, Canada. So I think we keep on going back to Minnesota. So because there's just a lot of things to do there in the Mall of America. And the Nickelodeon place there. So kids love it there. The last time we were there, there was a huge line, like a long list, probably because of the COVID, the pandemic that started. So that's why they are limiting people to come in and you have to be in a line. But yeah, there's just so much to do in Minneapolis. But the thing is, it's like traffic. And if you're not that smart in driving, don't even dare to drive because there are a lot of aggressive drivers in Minnesota compared to here. People are really laid back.
So it's fun to go there, but it's also nice to come back home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why we keep coming back home. It's like 5 days. Oh, okay, that's enough.
Come back to the peace and quiet.
Yes.
Not so much congestion. Okay, so North Dakota's transportation. So Ruby, you mentioned it's important to have a good car, right? Is there public transportation? Is there Uber? Is there Lyft? Are there trains? Are there buses? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, 2016, when we first arrived, there is no Uber, no Lyft. So basically only like Metro. I think that's the Metro taxi. And they will really give you a headache. At 4 a.m., I'm already awake. And still, I will be late at 7.
Oh, my God.
Yes, at 7, they're like, well, if you want to cancel, just cancel. I'm like, well, I waited since 4 a.m. No, I will wait. So after that incident, I took a car, even not the one that I really want. I mean, with the color. So because I'm still waiting that time for my car. So I just took whatever is available car. Yep. And now they have the Uber, they have Lyft. So that's very good. And they also have a public transport. They call that Bisman Transit. But I think there's a certain schedule. And we tried that also. And yeah, there's so much weird people there. We tried that once only.
Okay, so rather stick to Uber, Lyft, and your own car.
Own car, yeah, that is most preferred, your own car. A really good all-wheel drive.
Okay.
And, well, of course, heated, what do you call that? Auto starter. Is a plus.
Oh, yes, that is a must.
Yes, so that, you know, 15 minutes or 30 minutes before, for example, you work night shift, so you need to auto start your car so that when you arrive in your car, it's warm, it's comfy, and yeah, you will not feel cold.
Okay.
So auto starter, heated seat, all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. And you need to have, what do you call that? Spray
For the snow to melt?
Yes.
Yeah.
To spray on your windshield. The icer.
The icer.
Oh my gosh. The icer and some scraper. Mm-hmm. So those are the must have also you need to have. And
A shovel.
So those are really great pointers and tips, because you might not know that, because you know people living in North Dakota, they've grown up with that, so they might know those things. But those are great tips for nurses that are arriving that might not have experienced the snow before. And that's where I think it's just so interesting of, you know, you might not have lived in that kind of climate before, but you learn to adapt. Everybody yes. adapts. So, and there are lots of tools available to help you adapt. So that's really interesting. Carla, did you drive before you came to live in North Dakota, or did you have to learn to drive when you came here?
So when I moved here, I already knew how to drive. I wasn't that expert, but I was still in that novice beginner type. But I was used to driving a stick shift car or a manual transmission car. That's what I was learning to drive back in the Philippines. And then when I moved here, I already had a Tennessee license, because that's where I first arrived. So when I moved here, I just had to endorse that license card so that I can get the North Dakota driver's license. So that was easy. But when my husband did, he had to do the actual driving test, and they have a parallel driving here. And I said, oh, thank God, I am not an expert in parallel driving. I said, thank God, I just had to surrender my Tennessee driver's license and then get a North Dakota one. I said, oh my, I would have failed because I wasn't that good with parallel. I'm not sure if that is the same for all the DMVs in the other places, but in Bismarck, there is a parallel driving involved when you do the actual driving test. One other thing is, when I came here, I also had the chance to do Uber and Lyft. That was already available, because when I was pregnant, I didn't really like to drive. I was too lazy to drive. I just wanted to get picked up and then dropped off. So that was plenty of options. And then I know that there are buses here as well. I see people taking them. There are routes that buses go to. So that's also available. But a huge necessity is to have really your own vehicle, especially during the winter time, because, you know, you can never predict the weather if you need to go from this place to this place. So that's why it's highly recommendable. And even if your car, let's say that you only have like a sedan type of car. So most of the sedan type of car are two-wheel drive or front-wheel drive. You can have the option to change into a winter tire, which I did when I had a RAV4 back in 2017. I had to change to all winter tires. And then I had it changed again once winter was over. So that's another option that they can also choose if they want to have it changed to an all winter tire if they want to. I still have my winter tires. So if anyone would like to purchase it, just kidding. I don't have any.
Yes, I know. We have lots of international nurses coming to North Dakota. So, but I think, you know, it's not just in North Dakota where most people drive a car. There are very few cities in the United States that have very good, like, you know, like in New York City, maybe, or San Francisco, but most places in the United States, you know, most people will drive a car.
Just in addition to that, what's so nice about here, you have a huge parking space. And free.
Oh yes.
Oh,
free even in the street, along the street, it's free. Because when we were in Minnesota, we had to pay for it, even if it was just 30 minutes. Here it's free access to anyone, anytime, anywhere.
Oh, that's a big
very class. Very rare with the parallel parking. Only in downtown.
Yes.
Well, those are good things to know. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ruby, can you tell us a little bit about the community? Are there other international people? I know that you both said that Fargo is maybe more international than what Bismarck is. But, do you have a community? How did you find that when you arrived here?
Okay. When we first arrived here, we are the first international nurses in that hospital. So, But there are nurses that are, you know, Filipinos who married an American. So the HR, how do you call that? Like, you know, let us meet, gather, and in that way we find a community. And I tried also to search online. There's also like a Filipino American community here if you want to join. Yeah. And before, there's not much, but eventually, yeah, you will see Chinese, some Koreans, some Africans. So it's getting slowly diverse, but not so much compared to New York and other big cities. But it's improving, you know, compared to 2016. Yeah, we are seeing more people from different countries.
Yeah. And you're going to see a lot more because we are recruiting a lot of nurses for North Dakota and South Dakota, Minnesota, and that whole area. And there's going to be hundreds of people coming through. So I think that the community is going to be growing and changing and evolving as well, which is going to be, I think, a lot of fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should have a Filipino restaurant here, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Okay, so let's see. We want to talk a little bit about the housing.
So there are apartments here that are already available. It's already fully furnished. That's between, if it's like a one bedroom, it's between about 500 to 700, just kind of depends. If you want to have a washer and dryer in the unit instead of a communal one, like you have to go downstairs and with a coin, So with me, when I moved here, I prefer to have my own washer and dryer just to relieve myself of the headache. And I don't want to, you're already tired from working a 12-hour shift alone, and then you have to drag your laundry downstairs and then drop coins there. So when I got that apartment, I was also very lucky because it was a new building and I was the first tenant there. So all the appliances were still had plastics. So, and a two bedroom, one bath apartment costs around between 800 to 900. So it was very affordable. Of course, with a nurse's salary, that is, you still have a lot to take home, even if you take out, you know, the expenses for apartment or housing. And then if you need like a three bedroom or a four bedroom, then I think you will have to spend between 1100 to 1300 or even more if you want to have like your own backyard. I'm living in a duplex house, and that costs us about 1100. So we're already very lucky because we have a three bedroom, one and a half bath house that we're living in, and it's only 1100. So compared to, and I have a friend in New Jersey, she's only living in a one bedroom apartment and it costs her 1700. So huge difference.
I live in San Diego, California. I don't even want to tell you what it will cost.
Oh my God.
It's like, yeah. Ruby, anything to add about the housing or the accommodation?
Yeah. So with the housing, you can have like a lease for 6 months or 1 year. So what I observe, if you like, like 6 months, it's kind of expensive compared to when you rent for about a year. So they kind of have a discount for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so roughly 800 to 1,000. So what I suggest also, of course, you need to check the kind of neighborhood, because as a nurse, you will be working different shifts. So make sure that you check the neighborhood, that it's safe for you when you go out at night or you go home at night. So that's number one factor. And then, of course, having laundry, it's also very helpful. But it will also add on the rent. So if you want, you know, if you're single, then you can have somebody also who's single, then you can rent a room, or you can rent an apartment and have a split with everything. That's how I do when I first came here. So I have a friend, she's single, so we just have everything, and it save a lot. But make sure also that you two are, you know, getting yes, right?
Reminds me. Yeah.
One thing I wanted to add, Tanya, is if they are going to get an apartment, make sure that it has like a garage, because it really saves time for you, especially during the winter. You have to park your car inside the garage so that in the morning or the next day when you need to go to work or somewhere else, your car won't be under snow or ice, and you'll have to do all that work in 30 minutes. You have to scrape the snow and get the snow out of your car. So if it's inside the garage, so at least you know your car is kept clean, and then you won't have to do all that work about snow stuff. So that's one thing, yeah, instead of an off-street parking, because I know that there are some areas, it's cheap and you don't have a garage. It's just an off-street parking. Yeah, but your car is, you know, not safe, especially during the night, because there are sometimes there are places or neighborhoods that robbery with theft and robbery is kind of rampant. So just be very careful and get an apartment that has a garage instead.
Yeah. So having a garage, that's a great tip. So thank you for raising that. I think that's really good advice. And, you know, just to point out that North Dakota is the 18th safest state in the United States. So even though, as Carl and Ruby said, you know, sometimes they can, you know, and that's like in any city in the world, you have some areas that are better areas than others. So it's just to educate yourself about that, because every place in the world has got that. Okay. So last question I wanted to talk about to ask Carl and Ruby before we finish up is about kids. So, it's well stated that North Dakota is the third best state in the country to raise a family. Can you talk about what it's like as a parent?
Tax friendly.
It's the most tax friendly, one of the best states to get an education. So, high school graduation rate ranked 7th in the nation. Low crime rate, ranked 18th safest state in the U.S. Clean environment, I think, Ruby, you'd mentioned that, ranked 5th in air quality and 3rd in water quality. And there we have it, the third best state to raise a family. Bismarck and Fargo are among America's top 10 places to raise a family. Let's talk a little bit about those nurses that are going to be coming for with a family. What advice do you give to parents about schooling? And what can you share about the school system in Bismarck? Ruby, let's start with you.
Okay. I don't have like little kids. My kid arrived here. She was already on, eighth grade or something. But anyways, what I learned here first before coming here, for those having kids, try to research which school is good. And then from that school, because they are like zoning here. So it depends from where you live, what's your zip code. That's the school. There are certain schools that are, you know, that you can enroll your kids. And then with free bus also, there is also a certain distance that you can, I forgot what's the certain miles that you need to be far from school for you to be able to get a free bus ride. So yeah, that's the first thing, like check for a good school and then choose the apartment based on that, zip code, because there's zoning here.
Okay, great advice. Anything to add to that, Carla, about the school system and advice for parents coming?
So I think one of the main concern of parents here is the bullying. So I guess one tip that I can give them, because when we moved here, my daughter was in fifth grade, so she was in elementary and had to transition to middle school. So middle school here is between 6th to 8th grade. And then you move to high school from 9th to 12th grade. So just an FYI. So she was in her last year of elementary. So, and like what Ate Ruby said, it's per area here or district. That's how they assign the public schools to you. So everything is for free. Otherwise, from those additional that you have if your child is like an art class, they have some stuff that they would want you to pick up for your child for art supplies. Aside from that, everything is for free. And then the busing is also free. So the main concern is about bullying. So if your child, I believe just give them the heads up or advise them that if someone is kind of picking on them, even if it only starts as a joke, to tell the teacher or someone who's an authority, so that bullying kid or that other child does not continue doing that. But my daughter, because she's very good, she was able to adapt to the other kids very easily. So she had no issues at all with someone bullying her. But stereotyping is very much rampant as well. They were asking her, are you from China? Because it's like they only know that when you're from Asia, it's like China is the only country that they know about. Forgive the kids. Yeah. Yeah, but that's actually one of the main points that she told me about. They thought that she was Chinese. They asked her if she was eating dogs or stuff like that. So I told her, just, you know, answer them and give them the knowledge that China is not only the main country in Asia, and there are a lot more countries there. And just educate them as well, because the kids here, what would they know about? So, yeah, just to address that bullying issue right away before it even gets worse. But thank God that my daughter never had to suffer from that. So that's one of the things. And like what Ate Ruby said, just research on the area where you want to live and the school. If you see, like, if the school has very bad reviews from other parents, then just look for another area where there's like a good public school, or either an elementary, middle, or high school. So that's how the school system here in North Dakota, and I think also all the parts of the U.S., it kind of depends on where you live. Because if you move, your child also has to move schools with you.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
And a lot of international immigrants don't realize how the zoning works, that you have to live within that specific zone. So that's a great tip, is to be able to, you know, for parents to prepare. And that's where from the Kinetic side, we have a lot of resources that we provide to our nurses when they arrive, because it's something that you just can't know, because it's different in America to, I think, any other country in the world of how the zoning for schools actually work. You know, so I think the fact that it is rated one of the best places to raise a family is something that is really very encouraging and very inspiring for any parents. So there are things to learn, but at the same time, really a great place to bring up a family.
Yes, very true. Oh, and one more thing that I wanted to add, Tanya, is you can also, you have the option to homeschool your child, which I actually have started doing for about 2 years now with my high school daughter. So she's just homeschooled. So all you need to do, I think, is as a parent, you just need to provide the school district or the school board with a diploma or a high school diploma. And that's it. And that's how I got approved to homeschool my daughter, because I've been doing it for almost between 2 to 3 years now. That's also another option that that they can do in case
Yeah, that's really interesting. And that's a new trend, not just in North Dakota.
Yes.
But it's a new trend in the U.S. Throughout the different states. So really interesting. Okay. This was such a fun, interesting discussion. I personally learned a lot, because I think it's going to be so helpful for all the nurses who are going to be coming to North Dakota soon. So thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.